We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You have a strange comparison, Fesco, for one Andy Reid. One I would not have... Actually, I just need you to explain more.
Well, I don't know
Fesco,
how...
I won't read what it says. It says, Andy Reid is my blank.
Right.
My okay. Daddy
is your blank. Okay.
Andy Reid is my Donald Trump.
I think I did a good job.
Just call it what it is here. Okay.
Okay.
We were sitting around yesterday talking about this. And, you know, whatever side of the political aisle that you're on, we've come to a point in this country where if you're on the left, and the right does something that's really good, you don't want to recognize that. Or if you're on the right side and somebody on the left side does something really good, you don't want to recognize that. We have to be very kind of divided right now. And we can't admit when somebody else does something good or when somebody else does something that, oh, okay, that's a pretty good idea. I'll listen to that. I'll be open-minded to that. And I kind of found out like that with Andy Reid. I am very, very, very open with how I feel about Andy Reid. Like, I don't want anybody else running the organization. I don't want anybody else in charge of the organization. But when January rolls around, he's the last guy that I want on the sidelines. So for me, Andy Reid is kind of like Donald Trump in a different way. I can recognize if Donald Trump does something that is good, and I can recognize something that Donald Trump does is bad, and I'm able to admit both sides of those things. And I think that's where I am kind of with Andy Reid. And I don't know that a lot of people are up to that yet, where they can say, look, Andy Reid has got some really great qualities about him. He's one of the best NFL coaches right now going. But he also has some very big deficiencies, and it's okay to recognize those very big deficiencies. You don't have to be all on one side or all on the other. And for me, Andy Reid kind of falls into that category of Donald Trump for me, where I can look at the president of the United States and go, I don't agree with A, but I kind of agree with B. And I can see both sides of that argument, where I think we've developed such a culture in this country right now where you can't see both sides, and you're not willing to see both sides. You're not willing to listen. You're not willing to get deeper than a headline or something, you know, like with the social media posts or whatever you want to say. So for me, like, I look at Andy Reid and I have a love-hate relationship with him. And that's okay, because I think he does great things, and I think he does some really bad things. I think he does some really good things, but I also think he does some really crazy things as well. And it's okay to have that kind of relationship with somebody. You don't have to be all in or all out on somebody. You can have differing feelings about that person, and at the end of the day, look at it in big picture and realize if he's doing a good job or not. Big picture, Andy Reid's doing a good job. Small picture, there are some things that I really want to change about Andy Reid.
Yeah, I mean, as each day passes, I feel more and more for what Philadelphia went through.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Because he's really good.
Right.
In the regular season.
Yep.
And for a long time, I just said, well, you know, sometimes you can't get the breaks.
Right.
Sometimes you get to that point where you're really good, but if he would only catch a break.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're like further down the road, you're like, well, maybe he's part of not catching the break.
Yeah, he's making it. So you make your own breaks is right? What they like to say.
So
yeah.
It feels like that day has passed. Like, yeah, you think he'd have caught a break by now if he was going to catch one.
Right.
now what? Because I wouldn't trade him out.
Like
I wouldn't trade him out. For, like, if you want him gone, what's your option? I don't have a better option than Andy Reid.
Belichick's the only better option right now in the NFL than Andy Reid.
Last I checked, he's not available.
Right. And I used to think Pete Carroll maybe, Josh, but it seems like he kind of lost it, man. Like all the guys are like, we're out of here, man. We're getting the hell out of this.
It seems like he's the quote-unquote lost the locker, at least from afar, the lost the locker room thing, really.
Yeah,
like
Andy Reid's never lost his locker room.
Like he let the players kind of run the locker room, and then once that – kind of went sour. He didn't have an answer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got nothing.
And that's from afar. I don't know.
Yeah.
But for Andy, I mean, there's no one else I'd turn the keys over to.
Nobody.
Not a chance.
Not a single person.
But am
right
I frustrated
now.
that I have that eternal feeling like they can't break through?
Right.
At the end? Yeah. That's very frustrating too, but I don't necessarily have a remedy for it. I don't want anybody else getting him to that point that's a complete unknown.
Right.
I trust Andy Reid and a lot of things he does.
Mm-hmm. Like at the end of the Andy Reid era here in Kansas City, let's say he doesn't win a Super Bowl, right? You look at it and you go, that was a really good era. But he didn't win the Super Bowl, and you'd like to see him win a Super Bowl. But arguably, Andy Reid has put together the second best era of Chiefs football when you start ranking head coaches. I mean, Hank's always going to be number one because he's got those two Super Bowls, right? He's always going to be up there at number one, unless Andy goes to two Super Bowls and wins two, then he passes Hank. But as we sit here in the present day, Andy Reid is the second best coach that we've ever had here in Kansas City. And there's nobody.
I might argue. I mean, Marty got him further.
Well, I guess that's a good point.
I may look at it like the Joe Montana era. Like, man, that was really great. But they didn't win it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be there with Andy. And I can't push Andy to that stage. Get me to title game.
But Andy,
get everybody to a title game and let's talk.
Marty would have a good season. Back to average. Good season. Like, Andy Reid just had really good seasons every year, though made the playoffs all but that one year where they lost DJ and Barry and all that kind of stuff, and they were still in contention when they lost two of the greatest players.
I've said before, he falls out of bed and wins nine games. I mean,
yeah.
Or more. There's not a lot of people that have done that, and I give him a lot of credit for that. But, yeah, the push-pull of it, I understand where Philadelphia was. They're in the same exact boat.
Yeah, and I understand where people are, you know, in on the American political side of things, too, that, you know, you feel like you got to choose one side or the other, and if you're a Donald Trump fan, you feel like you have to love everything that Donald does, or if you're an anti-Donald Trump guy, you feel like you have to hate everything that Donald Trump does. And that's just not the case, and I think Andy Reid is a great example of that because, as I said earlier, when I look at Andy Reid, there are a lot of great things that he does. There are a lot of things that I don't like that Andy Reid does. But at the end of the day, I can factor in all the good things versus the couple of bad things that I don't like and feel like he's doing a pretty good job and make that conclusion. Yeah, there's things I would change. There's things I would do differently if I was Andy Reid, but I'm not Andy Reid. I don't have the ability to make those decisions.
And I sure as heck can't get him to that point.
Yeah, that's the other thing, right? It's hard to get to that point.
I'm putting a lot of faith in this year's offense. One, the talent. Two, as much as we knock Andy for play calling stuff, he's a hell of an architect.
Yeah, he really is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
but then January comes and that sphincter gets like tighter than tight, man.
And I can't explain it. It's not like I would like change out what they're doing in the playoffs.
Well, maybe you would. I don't know.
You turn it over to somebody like he's your regular season coach. You know, that doesn't happen. That there's no such thing. I can't bring in a closer.
Right.
I can't bring in a closer as a coach.
Well, it's crazy because nowadays we're seeing where sports changes dramatically from the regular season to the playoffs. I think in every sport. It used to be just baseball where you saw it, where it went from, okay, you know, you had to have starting pitching to now you have to have a bullpen. And now in the playoffs, you better have a rock-solid bullpen and manage it differently and figure out a way to win it with pitching and only scratching out a couple of runs because you don't win with bats in the postseason in baseball. And in football right now, it seems like you've got to be, I guess, more aggressive in the playoffs than you are in the regular season. Like, you could play a little bit more conservative, close to the vest in the regular season, but in the playoffs, man, you can't anymore. You can't nurse a lead like the Chiefs have done in the postseason twice now under Andy Reid and blown massive leads. You got to continue to be aggressive and continue to put the foot down on that pedal and continue to go after it. And that's the gene that I wonder if Andy really has. Does he have the ability and the gene in him to put down his foot on the gas and kick ass in the playoffs and really, you know, motorboat somebody out of the stadium? Because they haven't done that in the past. He hasn't been able to do that. And that's what I need to see. I need to see him take that next step. So I can recognize the good. I can recognize the bad in him. And I can, at the end of the day, decide whether or not I like him, just like you should be able to do with the president of the United States. You don't have to like everything he does. You don't have to hate everything he does. And you can still make a determination whether or not that guy's doing the right thing. And at the end of the day, there's still nobody better that I'd rather have than Andy Reid.
And he gives you a chance. He gives you a chance. I can't say that about a lot of other coaches, right?
God, no. You look at the schleps that are coaching in the NFL.
And so
you
know that's the quandary, and I think that's what Philadelphia was in for a long, long time. He gave you such a chance, and he got you that doorstep a lot of times, and you kept giving him the
– Right.
And it never broke through. So I see on a shorter scale what Philadelphia went through.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. Like just looking at it in the 5 years that Andy's been here, and it didn't take 5 years. It took that first year. You know, you said, wow, this is really good stuff. we're up 38-10. Woohoo! Oh my God, what just happened? Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, this is what Philadelphia was talking about. So I hope for his sake he can crack that barrier and get through that wall, man. I just do.
Needs it. Needs it.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.